words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. So tonight, this evening, we are celebrating Good Friday. We've just heard the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean for us to hear the Passion narrative? What emotions does the Passion stir up for us? You know, although we hear this full story only twice a year, tonight and 5 days ago on Palm Sunday, it's nevertheless an important and integral story to our faith. So tonight, I want to meditate with you on the Passion. Specifically, I want to explore what the word passion means. Passion doesn't have anything to do with romantic love. The etymology of the word passion is the same as the etymology of the word passive and passivity. Passion is the opposite of action. And we have just heard the passion, the passivity of our Lord. You know, in the Gospels, Jesus does a lot of things. He teaches people. He preaches to crowds. He feeds multitudes. He goes up to the mountain. He goes down to Jerusalem. He appoints 12 disciples. He calls, he rebukes, he names, and he heals. His ministry is one of action. But at the end, all of that changes. Instead of being an actor, becomes the object of actions that take place around him. He is handed over. He is led away. He is bound. He is accused. He is judged. And he is whipped, and he is scourged. He is spat upon and mocked, and he is crucified. Others act around him and act upon him. He is the passive object of action. It is the passion of our Lord. And that's troubling for us, or it's troubling for me. I don't like to think about our Lord and Savior as passive. There's something about passivity in general that I just don't like. It's as if Jesus is erased, washed out, faded away, and diminished if he cannot be in control. It makes me wonder how God could save me if he refuses to even save himself. Or at least, that's the way I used to feel. And although today, theologically, I might know better, there's still a part of me that feels uneasy on Good Friday. And actually, unease is an important emotion. In fact, I think it's actually the key to understanding the Passion. There are times in our own lives when we are made to be passive. Times in our own lives when we're just not in control. These times are seldom fun, but sometimes they can be outright painful. Those times when we resist someone else who is trying to direct us and to lead us and to tell us what we can and cannot do. And at the very least, these moments make us uneasy and uncomfortable. You know, if you remember, Jesus made his disciples uneasy last night on Maundy Thursday. One of the last acts of his active ministry was to wash their feet. It was something that Jesus did not for his disciples or with his disciples, but to his disciples. He even asks, "Do you know what I have done to you?" In washing their feet, Jesus made his disciples passive. All they could do was just sit there and have their Lord and teacher perform a very dirty, smelly, and very intimate act to them. probably made them all feel awkward and uneasy. They couldn't reach down and bat Jesus away, and they couldn't say, "You know, Jesus, I can clean my own feet, thank you very much." They had nothing to do but to sit there and let Jesus act upon them, and it must have been horribly uncomfortable. So why does Jesus do this? To foreshadow his own passion? Maybe. To prepare his disciples for ministry? Maybe. But I actually think a lot of yesterday, Maundy Thursday, has to do with sitting in that chair. Much has been said on Maundy Thursday about the new commandment to love one another, to wash feet, to minister to the world, to the poor and needy. And that's appealing. We like loving one another. We like being active ministers. But I don't want us to forget what it's like to sit in that chair, to be the object of another's actions, to be passive, to experience a passion. Because today, Jesus is in passion. And if we cannot connect to our own unease about being passive, then we will never be able to connect to the real suffering that Jesus experienced on the cross. I'm not saying that the chair on Maundy Thursday and the cross on Good Friday are equivalent, but they both make their occupant passive, and they're both points of connection. Jesus' passion, his passive ministry, if you will, is more than just a model for how we can bear our own crosses, of how we can endure when the world makes us passive. Jesus' passion is an invitation to be in relationship with God at our most difficult and painful times. We spend most of the year thinking about how to be active, especially in the light of our Christian lives, how we can more fully be ministers in the world, serving the needs of all. Certainly, I know this parish is very aware of this coming Monday morning, when we will be like Jesus, feeding the multitudes. We look at Jesus and his active ministry as a model as well as a source for love and grace. But you know, a full 12% of the Gospel of John is the passion, Jesus' passive ministry. And tonight, I ask that we reflect on passion in our own Christian lives. Think about all the ways in which we're impassioned, passive object of the decisions and actions of others. And I invite us to connect emotionally to the unease, perhaps, to the grief, to the exhaustion of ourselves and of other people. And in that place of connection, to connect with the grief and the pain and the exhaustion and discomfort of Jesus. For in Jesus' passion is the source of all compassion. A God who will sit with us in difficult times, who will cry with us when we're sad, and who will walk with us even unto death. A God who abides with us always. And if we can find his compassion, and so be just a little bit compassionate for others, we may just find some small part of true salvation.